Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
And hey, it's Kenkel Fritz, and here's my friends,
Sally
and Misty.
And here's highlights from today's show. We're talking about Thanksgiving coming up. A lot of people that host that holiday regret it because of all that's involved. It is it's a major undertaking. Absolutely.
Yes.
We're just wondering, is there something you do in your family that helps streamline the process? Claudia is with us from New Mexico. Tell us.
Usually what we do, we gather all of us. It's a big, huge family. It's like about 5 or 7 families together.
Oh, wow.
And what we usually do is we all get together and we make a list. Well, you bring this, you bring that, and everybody brings something. And then we all bring it together and we all share. Usually yeah. It helps the person that we meet at the house. If it's in my house and I say, okay, I do the turkey, I do 2 turkeys, and my sister says, well, I'll bring the ham and bring this. And usually we all help each other that way. And
it helps. That's good.
Yeah.
You have 5 to 7 families that come together?
Yes.
Wow.
Man, you need to...
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, yes. You need to hire an events coordinator.
Exactly. So that is beautiful that we can all still get together.
Right.
I think that's the key, is just recognizing the relationships and being grateful rather than trying to make everything perfect.
Exactly, you know, and it's never going to be perfect.
Yep.
There's always going to be one thing.
Someone's going to forget to make the gravy.
Exactly. Or someone's not going to like the gravy. Or they're going to be like, oh, I didn't like it this year. But you know what? Eat it.
Family Life Radio, Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you. Good morning.
So I am one of those people who wake up 1 minute before the alarm goes off every day.
Wait a second. You're just like Sally.
Yes. And I think it's because of my military, because I was in the military. I'm a veteran.
Well, thank you for your service.
Absolutely. Yes. We appreciate you.
Yep, no problem. And, you know, reveille went off at 6 a.m. every morning, you know, and I wound up waking up a minute before it goes off. It's just training. We have an internal clock in our head, and
there
it just,
go.
Bam.
Do you think it's because you really didn't want the rude awakening of that horn?
For me, that's a huge affirmative, yes.
Family Life Radio.
So there you are in church. The praise and worship kicks in, and you're just having a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not into it. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio.
I have the worst time with it. For some reason, I have this block, and I saw something that really gave me pause. It was a little clip of a sermon, and the pastor said, if you cannot worship, you need to examine your life, because it's very likely that God is not the one on the throne of your life. If you truly,
whoa,
like emotionally, spiritually,
okay,
physically cannot worship, there's,
yeah,
that block there. There's something amiss, and you need to figure out that priority list and bump God on up there and worship. And I was like, oh, ouch.
Yeah.
And I really got to examining things, and
Misty, do you think that's true?
I do. And I really think that my big struggle is stuff.
Yeah.
I have a problem. Like I want stuff.
So you think stuff is on the throne?
I think stuff is on the throne.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what I get, I'm not satisfied. I want that next thing. And it dawned on me, this constant pursuit of material things, it's really impacting my relationship with God, I believe.
Yeah, I can see how that could be true. Misty and I have a common love for all things beauty products.
Yes.
And it's really a struggle for both of us, because we see things and we want things, mm-hmm, that really the budget doesn't add up, that this is a need.
You shouldn't really buy all this stuff, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know what? It does remind, and I don't know about, you know, whether something else is on the throne for you or not, but it does remind me of a scripture, and it talks about lifting up a sacrifice of praise. And the sacrifice is this. Sometimes you just don't feel like doing it.
Yeah.
But you make the sacrifice anyway.
That's right.
And you do it I have noticed that if I'm not feeling it all and I just go ahead, just I'm singing anyway, mm-hmm. I'm here in church, I'm praising you, God, feelings eventually come around.
True. Fake it till you make it.
Kind of.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, truly. I mean, it is a level of giving in a way to the Lord.
Absolutely.
We talk about other things. We give in to ice cream, other things. So why not?
Give in
just
to God.
Give in to God.
I love that.
And even if it doesn't feel completely authentic, a lot of times our feelings are just not the reality anyway.
Well, that's a good point. You can't trust your feelings.
Right.
Because they're feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean they're wrong. It's just you can't always trust those. Hey, if you got a take on that, we'd love to hear from you. 888-888-9976. Rebecca is with us. Tell us what's going on.
I just had my first baby in July.
Congratulations.
Yeah, awesome.
Baby girl, baby boy?
Baby girl.
Aw.
It was a rough road getting to her.
Mm.
My baby was originally twin, and unfortunately, we lost her twin.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
At about 10 weeks. Mm. Yeah. Thank you. It's been hard.
Yeah.
And for a long time, I was mad at God, and I couldn't pray. Like, all I could do was worship, and that was how I stayed connected to him. So I didn't want to be mad. And one day I was just driving down the road with the radio station on, and Another in the Fire came on.
Good song.
And I was just listening to it. It's a great song. And it's like the only time in my life that I've like really heard God so clearly. And he just told me, like, I'm sad too, right?
Mm.
And it was in that moment that I just like released a lot of that anger towards him, because it's not his fault. He didn't want this for me. He didn't want this for our family.
It's interesting. I guess it depends on your view of God. If you view that God controls everything, that's a really hard pill to swallow. But I see too many things happening in this world that aren't God's will.
That's right.
Yeah.
We live in a fallen, goofed up world, mm-hmm. and a lot of stuff happens here. Well, that's encouraging, isn't it?
Mm. Mm-hmm. I think it is easy to forget that, but
right.
You're right. He does get sad with us, and
he
does hate to see us hurt. And just knowing that, there's something comforting about that.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, good. What's your baby girl's name?
Liberty.
Oh, I love that.
What a great name.
It is.
Thank you.
Family Life Radio, who's this?
Hi, this is Carrie.
Well, hi, Carrie. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Clio, Michigan. I just wanted to give a perspective on adult friendship.
Yeah, so the study says most people haven't made a friend in 5 years.
Yeah, well, so that's different when you're a military family. We lived on a military base overseas, and you become fast friends with your neighbors immediately, because that's all you have to rely on.
Yeah, I have heard that. I have a lot of friends that have been in the military or the Air Force or whatever, and you're all in the same boat, so you kind of got an instant camaraderie, don't you?
You do, and someone you met 2 days ago will be your kid's emergency contact on their school.
Wow.
Oh, now that's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to rely on complete strangers. I call them best friends by proximity, because you have to.
Right.
That's all you have.
You're just forced into it.
Right, and then when you move home and you start becoming fast friends with your neighbors, they look at you really weird here in the state.
Yeah. I'm going to do that.
What
Find
are you going to do?
A complete stranger and ask if they can be the emergency contact.
Let me know how that goes.
Talking about people doing things anonymously or not, but just still God's dealing with them to help you in a way. And how do you react to that? And Mike is with us this morning. Tell us your story.
So I'm in the military full time, and I was just stopping by local grocery store on the way home from work. And I had maybe $40 of groceries on the belt. I noticed there was a gentleman that made his way over to the cashier and tried to slip the cashier his credit card, kind of trying to be nonchalant and pay for my groceries. When I saw that happening, I was like, oh, no, you don't have to do that for me. It's okay. I've got it. I'm thinking to myself, I've got a job.
Sure.
I've been blessed. I've got the funds to do this. I don't need your money. It's fine. I do thank you for that. It means a lot to me, and I appreciate that. And the guy's response was, kind of jokingly like, hey, I'm trying to make up for all the good deeds that I haven't done this year. And I'm like, no, it's fine, sir. I really appreciate it. Thank you. But then, as I left, I really regretted not accepting that opportunity, because I felt like I had prevented him from being a blessing to me.
Mm.
And so I decided after that point that maybe I needed to reexamine my heart and be open to the opportunity for when people want to bless me instead. So just something to think about, maybe a different way of looking at the situation.
You know, it's a good point. When someone wants to do something good for us, I think the natural reaction is to brush it off. I got it. But you're right, especially if God tugged on somebody's heart to do it. You're right. Then we're robbing them of an opportunity to be blessed by it. Good lesson. Thanks for sharing that story.
Well, thanks for giving me the opportunity to do so. And thank you all for what you're doing to inspire us and bring the word of God to those of us that are here in Tucson and around the world.
Well, thank you for your service as well.
Yes.
Appreciate all you do for us.
Glad to. Been blessed, given the opportunity to serve and to serve others. And now I need to learn how to be served.
Family Life Radio.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control.
Family Life Radio.
Hello, good morning. I wanted to report a joy report this morning.
Ooh. Oh, she's reporting it.
And we have our, and what's your first name?
Mary.
We have Mary, our roving reporter, calling us from,
joy reporter.
From which town?
From Midland, Texas.
From Midland, Texas.
Woo-hoo. We need that.
And now a joy report from Mary.
My son, my youngest, has been on National Guard duty for 18 months in Texas, and I haven't seen his face since May, which is not long, but it's long enough for a mom.
Right.
And he told us yesterday he's getting to come home for Thanksgiving.
Oh!
And I couldn't be happier.
Yes, that is a joy report.
Boy, we could hear the emotion in your voice.
Oh.
Yes.
Thank you for your service through your son. And
absolutely.
Just know how much we appreciate what he's doing and what you've done, the son that you have raised.
Thank you so much.
And make an extra pumpkin pie because that boy's going to be hungry.
That's right.
Yes, he was.
Duff him with stuffing.
My other one is a sheriff's deputy.
Oh, boy.
And I get to, don't see him much either, so I don't get to see Buzz at all at Thanksgiving.
Well, you have honorable men in your life, that's for sure.
God bless me.
Oh,
yeah, he
gave
has.
Me two really good boys.
Amen.
Wow. That was it, but I'm very happy this morning.
Well,
yay.
That is great news.
It is.
I would say this was a joy report.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
The best.
You have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
Holidays are approaching fast.
Oh, no.
Will you have all your shopping done?
No.
Or making your gifts or whatever you're going to be doing?
Yes. I feel like do-it-yourself is so popular right now, people, especially with decorations, like different seasonal decor. You see all these videos. Oh, well, you could go buy it or you could make it. And I saw this video the other day where this lady was like, so this is a really beautiful and cheap idea for Christmas decor. What a beautiful centerpiece this would be. So she bought this huge glass canister.
Okay.
And then Epsom salt. And then she bought a couple of packages of little tiny trees that she specified these packages were $10 each.
All right.
And then she had even smaller ones. And she's like, now these trees were $2 each. Like the larger packages are 10 bucks, but these are $2 each. And by the time she made it, I'm adding this all up in my head. It was supposed to be a cheap idea. I was like, sis, you just spent $55
on a centerpiece.
On a centerpiece when you could have purchased something a lot cuter. For $55. I didn't find it cost effective or attractive, and I understand different strokes for different folks.
Where's
but I was
the love,
so
Misty,
perplexed.
Where's the love?
I find that so often I see my friends doing things like this, and I get that, like, do it yourself. Some people really enjoy it, and that is great.
Sure.
But it's like, yeah, it's like, you know, you could go out and buy it for $7, or you could buy $92 worth of craft supplies and do it yourself. I don't get it.
Well, you know, Misty, I think I'm turning the back the clock in my brain to school and crafts and art class.
Uh-huh.
Let's just face it, some of those projects didn't fly.
It's just kind of therapy for me.
Yeah.
If I told you all the knitting supplies I have, well, I could have an entire closet of sweaters for a lot less than I've ever spent on knitting supplies. But you know what? It's my therapy.
You enjoy knitting?
Oh, yeah. And then nothing ever comes of it.
Oh, okay. No one ever sees the light of day.
Oh, no. Never fits anybody or anything.
So I guess that brings up a good point. Are you doing it for the enjoyment of making something?
Mm-hmm.
And then, have you heard the cold, hard truth that it's not that attractive?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to dish your beautiful display, ma'am.
People are like driving down the road. Don't invite Misty.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about the morning show or to get in touch with us, head over to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.